Well, the little gelatinous menorah is stuck to Allison's window.
Yep.
That can only mean one thing. Mm-hmm. We are in the waning hours of Hanukkah. Now, the other day we had a musical act in here called Good for the Jews. GFTJ, as I like to call them, is Rob Tannenbaum and David Fagan. And this holiday season, they're touring all of the Jew hotspots. New York, Boca Raton, Denver. All right, 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
For this, we flew across the country. The other day, they were on the show, and they ran out of time. But after the show, they were gracious enough to play us a bonus song titled It's Good to Be a Jew at Christmas.
The title is a little bit of a lie. The fact is, December is a really alienating experience if you're a Jew, which Christians don't understand. And so I try to explain it this way to my Christian friend. Imagine you lived in a country that was mostly Muslim. And in December, every time you walked in a store, someone said, "Happy Ramadan." And every time you walked into the mall, you would hear Cat Stevens songs. And I don't mean the good songs he did in the 70s. I mean the crap he's doing now. Well, you would start to feel like an outsider in your own country. So this is sort of a protest song, a propaganda song. It's a song that expresses an undue amount of enthusiasm for our holiday because of the inferiority complex we feel to Christmas.
I've never known the giddy joys of other Christmas girls and boys. I've never sat on Santa's knee.
I've never tasted Christmas ham or caroled winter wonderland. I'm just not down with Christianity. You see,
1, 2, 3.
It's good to be a Jew at Christmas. It's nice to be a Jew this time of year.
It's clear that we're the chosen ones.
We got 8 nights, they got just one.
It's good to be a Jew at Christmas.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. On Christmas Day, we'll eat Chinese, walk empty streets until we freeze. Once a year, the city's ours alone.
True. Anyone you see must be a Jew. Why not say, "Hi, I'm a Jew too."
The Goyim are all getting drunk at home. Oh yes, it's good to be a Jew at Christmas. I like to be a Jew this time of year. You know that Christ was born a Jew,
which means that Mary was one too.
It's good to be a Jew. Don't you wanna be one too? It's good to be a Jew at Christmas. Good to be a Jew.
Rob Tannenbaum and David Fagan, you may know them as Good for the Jews. Their website is goodforthejews.net. Now, there is goodforthejews.com. This sounds like the last segment we did, and it is not theirs. And
no.
It's kind of a weird website. So they are goodforthejews.net.
And if you were entertained by that, they are currently on tour tonight in San Francisco at the Great American Music Hall. They're going to be at the Knittering Factory in L.A., then Denver, and then at the Social in Orlando, and then that big Boca date on December 18th.
Boca.
And you can also see a video performance of that on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. That's a segue.
Nice work.